It's time for What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.
Morena, Nicola. It's nice to speak with you this morning. How are you?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you. Great to be on the show.
It's good to have you. It's been a big week for the National Party. The overturning of Roe versus Wade in the United States has brought the spotlight back to our abortion rights here in Aotearoa, and the National Party's come under particular scrutiny. Back in 2020, 35 members of the National Party voted against the decriminalisation of abortion in Aotearoa, and Christopher Luxon has previously expressed some strong pro-life positions. Last week, we also saw current National MP Simon O'Connor was forced to remove a Facebook post celebrating the overturning of Roe versus Wade, which was also liked by fellow MP Simeon Brown. Now, Luxon has reassured the public that if he was Prime Minister, the current abortion laws wouldn't be revisited, but we have seen criticism that this doesn't necessarily stop National Party MPs from bringing private members' bill forward. So do you have any reassurances on that front?
Yeah, I do. Look, I think it's useful for your listeners to know that I personally am very pro-choice, and I was as gutted as I'm sure many women in New Zealand and others were to hear about the Roe versus Wade decision, because to my mind it takes away basic rights for many millions of women, and that concerns me. I was one of those who voted for decriminalisation of abortion in New Zealand, and I spoke in Parliament about that. But what I also recognise is that there are a range of very strongly held views on abortion, in both in the community and in our own caucus, and I recognise that. I think those views should be expressed sensitively and respectfully, and I think Simon O'Connor fell short of that with his post. What's really important to me is the commitment that Chris Luxon has made and that our caucus has made that we will not be revisiting, relitigating New Zealand's abortion laws. We've had that debate in our Parliament and we won't be going back there. And the reassurance we have offered is that we won't be taking away any of those rights. That's really important to me personally, and it's something that I stand for.
Is there direct conversation happening within the party at the moment about the potential and the possibility for these private members' bills? And is that something that you're talking about as a party?
No, it's not something we're talking about as a party. I haven't had any of my colleagues express a desire to bring forward change on this because they understand the caucus position. And I think they know that if they were to bring a bill like that to caucus, it would fail. So it wouldn't actually reach the Parliament. So I'm confident that we are very signed up to our position. We do respect that there are a range of views on this issue, but we're not going to be changing in the law on abortion in New Zealand. And thank goodness for that, this is not America, that we're not facing the same issue as women in America are.
We have been, you know, seeing a lot of change happening in the States at the moment. There's been some people quick to say, that's America, that's not us. But, you know, we do know that this has a massive impact on the way, it galvanises certain positions around the world when you see massive change like this happen. There has been concern from critics around what's going on in the States that this also allows for other things to happen as well. We're talking about safe zones outside hospitals and outside doctors' practices, things like this. Have you got reassurances that these aren't going to be eroded if the National Party was in power? Because there's other ways that you can perhaps, protect or not protect abortion rights through legislation and other such funding and things.
I think New Zealand is in a really different place on this on those issues. So with the example of safe zones around hospitals, that was voted on in our Parliament last year. And 90% of MPs, including Chris Luxon, I'd note, voted that there should be safe zones around hospitals where women can be free to access an abortion clinic without having people threatening and harassing them. And that was something that the Parliament as a whole supported, while there were a small group of people who voted against it. So I do think the New Zealand context is quite different. And of course, we are distinguished in that we don't have a Supreme Court that has the ability to overwrite laws passed by Parliament. And that's a really big constitutional difference, and I think gives people confidence that actually if MPs in Parliament have made commitments on certain laws and positions, then people can be confident they will be upheld.
Now, another thing Christopher Luxon has said this week is that the National Party is a party for women. In what specific ways is the National Party a party for women?
Well, I think that we are a party for women. We are a party for all New Zealanders. We seek to represent people from all walks of life and all communities. When you look at our caucus, we have very strong women represented among us. When I look at our membership and our supporters, I see many women among us. And our job, of course, is to focus on the issues that matter to New Zealanders and to be advocating positions that we think will improve their lives, whether they're men or women. That's what we seek to do each day that we get up. I'm really proud to be in a party that I think will increase prosperity and choices and options for men and women across New Zealand.
What specifically is on the table, though, from the National Party for women in particular? Because this is quite a particular thing to say, National Party is a party for women. What is some of the things that you're proposing that you would want to, bring to women that maybe isn't there already, or bills you'd like to be, supporting? What specifically is the National Party doing for women?
Well, I think it's important to note that the issues that we advocate on every day do affect women. So whether that's the cost of living, whether that's access to health services, whether that's ensuring we have safe communities, those issues matter to women. There are also specific issues where we've advocated. For example, we've been very keen to draw attention to the 50,000 mammograms that were missed during the COVID lockdowns, and the fact that that still hasn't been caught up and is putting many women at risk of not having identified an early breast cancer because they've missed out on those treatments. So we advocate on a range of issues, and I always have in my mind, what will women like me, what will women who don't have my opportunities and privileges experience as a result of this policy, and can we be confident that we'll be reaching into a range of different people's lives and making them better? So that's the way we form our policy, and I think women stand to gain from good policies that increase the strength of the economy, that strengthen access to services, that ensure public services are focused on results, not just on big announcements.
I do want to go to what we're seeing from trade deals between New Zealand and the UK, but I did want to touch before we get to that about something that former National Party strategist Janet Wilson has pointed out in an editorial this week. She said there's a major culture and diversity issue happening within the National Party caucus, and that's not going to necessarily go away until Peter Goodfellow hasn't got such an influence within the party. And now we know he's stepping down from his current role at the end of this term, but he's still going to be around. Do you agree with that concern?
In terms of the diversity concern, that's something that Christopher Luxon and I have both publicly spoken about, that we do agree that the current caucus that we have doesn't reflect the diversity of New Zealand, and that's something we really want to correct at this election. We want to put forward a collection of candidates and a list that allows our caucus to better represent New Zealand as it is. And in terms of those selection processes, it's certainly not Peter Goodfellow who makes those choices. The way that it works in National is that we have members in each electorate around the country having a say on who they wish to see representing them. We then have the multiple members of the board have a look at whether or not people meet the criteria, and then that goes through a democratic process. So this is not the decision of one individual. And more to the point, I'd say that Peter Goodfellow heartily agrees that we do need to increase the diversity of our caucus and therefore of our candidate list.
Well, let's talk about the Prime Minister's trip to the UK. There's been some interesting trade deals come out of this. I'm interested on your thoughts about the working holiday visa program. Do you think it's working well? Are you happy to see it extended?
Oh, look, I am happy to see it extended. I think there'll be a lot of New Zealanders who are pleased that they'll be able to access it. I think it highlights a couple of things. One, I have to say in the back of my mind, I'm a bit worried that we're going to lose a lot of New Zealanders over the next couple of years as the cost of living crisis bites here and they'll look overseas to more opportunities. And the reason I particularly worry about that at the moment is we've just got such a shortage of workers. And it kind of highlights for me that here in New Zealand, we need to do a better job of attracting people from other countries on working holiday visas. In the past, we've had between 50 and 70,000 people each year arriving on those visas. But this year, so far, fewer than 2,000. And you can see the problems that's causing in our hospitality industry, in businesses across the country who normally would have people on holiday visas helping out with the tourism season, and they're just not there, and it's causing a lot of stress and a lot of strain.
What about the general trade agreement we've seen come out of the UK? Are you satisfied with this? Would the National Party be liking to see any changes to that if it was you perhaps in that position?
Well, look, we welcome free trade and the pursuit of it, and we can see that this agreement is a step forward for many sectors. Horticulture, seafood, kiwi fruit, they get great gains out of it. But we have to acknowledge it's really disappointing for our two largest exporters, which are meat and dairy. And they would have been looking to the trade agreement, hoping that they'd get a lot more access to be selling their goods to European consumers and diversifying their markets. But they've got very little out of the agreement. You know, the EU, just to give you a sense of it, consumes around 6.5 million tonnes of beef every year. New Zealand, the quota that we've got out of this agreement is only for 0.1% of that total. So it's a really small amount of access, and obviously will be disappointing for those farmers and exporters.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Nicola Willis. It's always great to have you on the show. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thank you, and you too.
That was What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.